Sleigh Bells, a White Christmas prequel starring Rita Borsma, Jane Froilund, and Sulia Altenberg as Nadia, Henny, and Doris Wadislaw, Duck Washington as Knutson, Sir Tim Hellendrung as Chucklebuck, and introducing Brian Kelly as Bob Wallace and David Buchema as Phil Davis. Sleigh Bells, a White Christmas prequel is brought to you by Buxton's Pie Shops. Gentile or Jew, have we got a pie for you? And War Horse Cigarettes. Nee, that's one flavorful puff. Tonight's episode, Away in the Danger.
Oh, you should have seen your face, Henny.
I'm mortified over here. You couldn't have warned me that Knutson was... that he was...
What? Water in the back nine? Giving Mr. Doodlebug a little shower? Telling P Company to go to condition yellow?
Yes! Any of those!
Hey, I'm just a lowly bunco peddler. I'm not telling you what to do, remember?
What gives?
Sorry to disturb your slumber, little Nemo, but we got a bit of a what-have-you in here.
What's the big idea walking in on a guy like that?
Whoa, Knutson, your drawbridge. Better.
What's the big idea giving us the big idea that we're not done with our mission?
Well, if you follow me, I'll show you.
Good, I will.
Good, follow me.
Right. Behind you.
After you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Say, Bob, now that I'm up, you want to play some harem scarem? I think I've got a decorator somewhere.
Nah, I think I'll take your place in the old sackaroo. There's a dreamboat I've been thinking about stowing away on. He's a pervert. Who gets there first?
How about you, Nadia? Feeling lucky?
Not since last month when I took out 10 Germans with a single bullet. Although that had a lot less to do with luck as much as skill and the fact that they were all standing in a row like that.
Well, it doesn't have to be harem scarem. We can play whatever you want. Hachi Machi, Yamahama, maybe a quick round of Swami's Smorgasbord.
No thanks, Phil. I've got lady business to take care of.
Oh, sure. I hear ya. Loud and clear. Far be it from me to get in the way of lady business. I'm all too familiar with lady business.
Phil had no idea what lady business was, even though he'd heard the phrase his entire life. Raised almost entirely by women, with the exception of an uncle who owned a chain of salons called Quaffs by Purvis, he was accustomed to female family members avoiding unpleasant conversations by simply uttering lady business, then making a hasty exodus. From what Phil could tell, the business had something to do with either intestinal distress, the dainty application of quaffs, or literally starting a business in the other room somehow. And since Uncle Purvis was the only businessman in the family, that last one always seemed unlikely.
Amici, come in, Amici. This is Moxie. Slapdash, complete. I repeat, slapdash, complete. This is Moxie, awaiting next steps. Over.
Now, for the first time, Phil was going to rectify his lifelong nescience, transforming him from that meek, spineless boy into the hardened warrior this unrelenting conflict had chiseled him into.
Aha!
What do you want now, Phil?
Wait a minute. This ain't no lady business. This here's guy business.
That's a pretty narrow assessment of a gal who came this close to taking your jingle bells for a war trophy.
Ooh, got me there. So, what are you up to? Hold on. How come I've never seen this room before? What's with all this equipment?
Well, somebody's certainly an ASCII Archie today. Aren't you?
Oh, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Ooh.
Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. Stop it now. I'm not some kid who gets all confused whenever he's being tickled, you know.
Are you sure? Huh? Are you sure? Ooh, are you sure? Are you sure?
All right. Fine. I'll leave you to it then.
Finally.
Amici, this is Moxie. Come in, Amici, over.
Maybe this is for the best. I can always brush up on my solitaire. Or maybe I'll work on my song. Yeah, that's it. All right, where was I? Oh, Lady Business, a bursting in unannounced. On Lady Business, she tickles me and I forget, cause it's none of my business. Hey, wait a minute. It's absolutely my business.
This is Moxie. Can you hear me? Over.
How dare you tickle me and make me lose my concentration?
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's the kind of stunt my ma or my Aunt Clarabelle would have pulled. And that ain't kosher in my butcher shop.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Would it help if I poured you some scotch and got your pipe and slippers?
Bob's the pipe man. But confidentially, I would enjoy a bit of brandy if you're getting some for yourself, thanks.
Sure thing. Oh, and a little advice. When you start to black out from holding your breath, you can always exhale.
Amici, this is Moxie. Come in, Amici. Over.
All right, come clean, Nadia. What gives? Why are you getting all cuddly with a crystal set? Who's this Amici character you keep talking to? And how come you're calling yourself...
Moxie, this is Amici. I repeat, this is Amici. Come back. Over.
Phil, can you hold that thought for a sec? Amici, this is Moxie. Good to hear from you. Over.
Same here, Moxie. Did you say Slapdash was carried out to completion? Over.
Affirmative. All Slapdash objectives have been achieved.
Copy that, Moxie. Checking with Sequoia for secondary confirmation.
Standing by, Amici. Over. Did you hear that, Phil? Looks like we really did complete our mission after all.
Yeah. How about that?
Phil watches a corner of Nadia's thin, cracked lip curl up into her cheek, a subconscious social cue, generally unnoticeable, even by Nadia herself, but one that has clearly been instigated by a warm, tinny, male voice hundreds of miles away. That Amici, Phil thinks, causes Nadia to coo in ways I never could. Hands quivering, Phil's fingers quickly find the splintered handle of a hammer dangling on the precipice of a nearby ladder. Closer, closer, closer still, and then...
Say, what's that galloping up from that oh-so-distant horizon?
Is it?
Could it be?
It is! It's stage, screen, radio, and cigarette Hud Gamble!
Hud Gamble.
Ho, ladies.
Swoon!
Swoon.
You know, when I'm not appearing in action-packed westerns like Haunted Caboose Chronicles, School Mom Surprise, or Jericho Blaze, Hell's Shopkeep, I'm lighting up an ultra-long, extra-smooth warhorse cigarette. Oh, yeah. That's the refreshing break I was looking for.
You okay, Hud?
You bet. That's just my old warhorse doing its job. Did you know that it's the only cigarette on the market that increases your what ails you levels by at least 75%?
We do now.
Well, I know I just got here, but I've got an upcoming film called Ornery 49er to finish, so I'd better mosey.
But Hud, couldn't you stick around a little longer?
Please stay. I just opened up this kissing booth.
First one's always free.
Sorry, girls. I'm already hitched.
Aww.
To a little filly named Warhorse.
What?
What?
Isn't that right, girl? Nee! That's one flavorful puff! Giddy up, warhorse! Till death do us part! And now, back to Sleigh Bells, a White Christmas prequel!
Sparks fly into a room filled with caustic American-made smoke emitting from a newly busted radio transmitter as Phil stands breathing heavily over Nadia, a hammer still within his grip.
Oh, my. Don't know what came over me.
You soggy dunce cap! Why would you do something to destroy our only way of communicating with the outside world? Why?
Well, I'm sorry, Nadia. I just thought we'd really been hitting it off. And when I found you flirting with that sweet-talking satyr, that radio Lothario, I don't know. I guess I got a little, you know, jealous.
Phil, I don't know where you got this mutton-headed idea that every guy in this outfit needs a dame, but let me go on the record by saying this one isn't on the market.
No, I get it. Amici is your good old smooch salesman, your arm daddy, as it were.
No, you're way off. You see, I'm not exactly a fan of the fellas.
So you're saying Amici is what exactly? Some sort of commie-made robotnik?
I prefer female companionship.
As friends. Platonic friends, of course.
All right. How do I put this so even Chucklebuck will understand it? Ah, yes. Ladies are...
Yes?
The loves of...
Following you?
My life.
You lost me.
Ugh. Phil, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to leave. And if you're still here by the time I get to one, I'm going to give your brain a tickling with this hammer.
Oh, you like women! Finally, something we have in common. So, what say we talk about that over dinner, or...
Five!
I'm going!
How do I fix this?
You mentioned scotch earlier. Where would that be?
4, 3, 2, 1! Ah!
Phew, that is one heated Conchita. Well, might as well make myself useful. Wonder if any of this will make good kindling. What am I saying? In this economy, everything's kindling. Tote rack, couple of chairs. Ooh, this French flag will burn up real nice. Running out of flammables. What's this? An isolated broom closet seemingly untouched by the ravages of war? Pay dirt! Bound to be something to burn in here! Oh, sweet Yubi Blake!
Hey, what's the big idea, you prevert?
Prevert? What's a prevert?
He's a pervert who gets there first.
Come on, what gives? Is everybody in this loopy war finding a significant other?
Well, now, I wouldn't say everybody, Phil. After all, there's you, and me, and Chucklebug.
Guess what, gang? I asked Doris to marry me, and she actually said yes for some reason.
Doris, congratulations before me and everything.
Are you serious? Doris, you little minx, you.
Chucklebuck, I didn't think you had it in you.
Well. I suppose this calls for one of them wedding bell wingdings. I'll go put a pot on.
Where's the ring?
Actually, Chucklebuck found these silver baby spoons lying in the rubble and bent one around my finger. See?
Aww. Wow, what are the odds?
It was a burned-out orphanage. There were like dozens of them.
Oh.
Oh. Have you set a date yet, you filthy strumpet? God, I hate you for this.
No, Henny. Thanks for asking, though. We're going to play it by ear, you know. Maybe let this whole world war thing blow over.
I figure we're due for a ceasefire any day now. Heck, even the 100 Years War was only like 2 or 3 years, right?
Which brings us to kids. Quite the gene pool you'll be waiting in there.
Nadia, can you just shut up and support me in something for once in our lives?
I watch that tone, Doris. Just because you're engaged doesn't mean...
And that goes double for you, Henny. It's bad enough I have to live in the sad shadow of some subpar middle sister, but starting now, I'm done washing your hose and secretly stealing some off dead bodies just so you won't find out I ripped the old ones.
Well, I never...
Really? Well, I have.
Ah, yes. There comes the vomit.
And I'm done holding in your little secret, Nadia.
Finally! Where's my popcorn?
Doris, don't you say a peep or I swear.
Don't bother.
What is it, Chucklebuck?
Whenever I'm in the middle of a really stressful situation, especially when it's there's arguing, I start to... Oh, no!
Coffee's on, everybody. Gather round.
Oh, no! Sorry, that's me. Oh, pardon. Oh, sorry. Oh, that was me too. Oh, apologies. Oh, sorry. Oh, me again. That was me.
Chucklebuck, you're a regular riot. Once this fracas blows over, I'm hiring you as my official comedy scribe.
I'm not joking, Bob. This could be a serious medical condition. Jeez! I want you and my doctor believe me.
Thanks for listening to Sleigh Bells, a White Christmas prequel. Next time, we'll be going backwards in time once again to see how we got here. Stay tuned for episode 3, The First Snow Hell, coming soon.